So as I said, so even now, even already, there's been lots of references to buildings and building materials, images. What I'm hoping to do is to draw some parallels between the building of a physical building and also the building of a church. Not the physical building, obviously, although that's hugely important, but what's really important is the building of ourselves into a functioning Christian community. It's that the Apostle Peter is talking about in the epistle reading. I'm just going to read just a couple of verses from that again. As you come to him, the living stone, rejected by men, but chosen by God and precious to him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood. I'm a bit of a nosy neighbour, and I've been watching a building at the bottom of Delph Lane. I pass it quite often. It's opposite the White Lion. You've probably seen it. It's been, over the past few months, there's been lots of activity there. They're building two houses, and it's been a very interesting process, and I've learnt a lot, actually. I've done a little bit of investigating as well, and I wonder what we can learn by thinking about how a couple of houses are built. There was lots of work at first in preparing the plot. It's a very steeply rising site, and therefore it's had to, before anything else has taken place, they've had to make a huge retaining wall to hold back the hillside on that's behind these houses. And then they started digging out the foundations. I was surprised, really, how deep the foundations have got to be. But the building is going to be very high. They're giving the ground floor is being given to the garage space. And then the living space is on three floors above that. So the buildings are very high. And the architect will have had to calculate how deep the foundations have to be for such a substantial structure. And so the building has taken place. Absolutely critical is the placing of the cornerstones, and we just talked about cornerstones. The cornerstones have got to be absolutely true, because if they're not true, then the whole of the rest of the building will fail. But once the cornerstones and the first layers of stones are in place, the building seems to have gone really quite quickly, and they've got to that point where the business part, if you like, of the building is completed, and they're just starting to go in now for the gables to be created. I've been talking to my son Tom. He's a builder, so he knows quite a lot about what's going to happen, and what the processes that they're going to follow. Once the shell's complete, the joiners go in and they go in to do the first fix. Now, the first fix is putting things like joists and roof timbers in place, and then they'll be followed by plumbers and electricians and plasterers. And then the joiners go in again for second fix. And the second fix is putting things in like door frames and doors and windows. And so it continues. But there's a lot that the nosy neighbour, me, doesn't see. At every stage, the builders are looking at the architect's plans and trying to make sense of the plans and make sure that the building goes in accordance with the architect's vision. And also, every stage, the building inspector's going in. He's going to call him round, often unannounced, and he's going to make sure that everything is being built according to the building regulations. But the building process is only part of the story. There's all sorts of things that have been going on that the nosy neighbour doesn't see. Before anything started, the building company has had to make sure that the finance is in place so that the builders can get their payments and the materials can be bought. And there are also other unseens. There's planning permission and all sorts of rules and regulations that have to be adhered to, health and safety regulations, and so it goes on. It's a complex process. And, of course, it's highly important that everybody works together as a team. Someone has got to ensure that each element of the team arrives at the appropriate time to do their bit. And it's also vital that the materials arrive on time and that so that the workers can get on. And some parts of the building require special mechanical machinery, so that's got to be ordered and it's got to arrive on time. That's all very well, I hear you say, but what's that got to do with St. Thomas's on the 3rd of May 2026, the day of the annual parochial church meeting? Well, it seems to me that there's a lot of similarities between the construction of a house and the building up of a church. Both are complex with lots of interrelated elements. St. Thomas's is used to all sorts of rules and regulations, and which we might sometimes find irritating and grumble about, but we know ultimately that they're there for protection. We also have our tradespeople. We have church wardens, the treasurer, the people charged with the leading of services, people's ready to lead the music, teach the children, teach new Christians, the pastoral work, the people reaching out to others, the flower people, the sites people, the PCC members, people who are good at chatting to people, people who pray. But there's all sorts of other things and lots of other elements to this, and I fear I'm going to offend somebody by not mentioning them, I'm in a bit of a dangerous place here. And there's also those people who just quietly get on and do stuff and don't make a fuss. All of these people allowing themselves to be living stones and allowing themselves to be built into the spiritual house acceptable to God through Jesus Christ, as Peter said. I've been a member of St. Thomas's for nearly 40 years, and it's infinitely precious to me. Is it perfect? Well, we know it's not perfect. It's a work in progress. And as new people join and find their own places, their own place as a living stone in this place, the church changes to accommodate them and to take account of them, and it develops. And so, as we approach the annual parochial church meeting, we look back at the past year. We consider where we are now, and we look forward to where God is leading us for the next year and for beyond. And we also consider where each of us fits into this imperfect institution, asking God to allow each of us to reveal what sort of living stone we are. Come to him, a living stone, though rejected by mortals, yet chosen and precious in God's sight. And like living stones, let yourselves be built into a spiritual house. Amen.